this announcement that there's going to be flights starting from Donegal to Glasgow at the beginning of July is very encouraging and very welcomed news. First and foremost, I'd like to give huge recognition to the board of the airport and its staff that continued tirelessly to find a flyer that would put the service that is badly needed in West Donegal in place. So we have a plane now that will accommodate up to about 40, 42 people Saturdays and Sundays from Glasgow. Look, I've been getting Thomas Pringle to be raising this for me at Lenfield House. And this service between Donegal and Glasgow is vitally important. For many a generation, we have people back and forth to Scotland. We have a very strong tradition, and we see a huge amount of our own families who live there, who wants to be able to return home and visit their loved ones and relations. We have people who are forced to work in Scotland due to government policy, and it's really important that they're able to come home on a regular basis and visit their family as well. Now, this flight, as I said, is very much welcomed. But what I think the community and a lot of talk at the moment and quite a lot of excitement would really love to see the flight being successful. And I would highly recommend that people who are considering flying with Logan Air to check the booking as soon as you can, because there's been a huge uptake at the moment. But one of the things that a lot of people are saying to me is that they would love to see not just the Saturday and the Sunday flight, but a Thursday or Friday flight as well, which would allow people to come home for the weekend, or for people from here to go to Glasgow to see their families and friends over the weekend period as well. But again, I have been in contact with the airport. I've been in contact with Logan Air as well, and it's certainly very encouraging. And we all look forward to seeing this flight, not alone coming for the summer, but hopefully being extended and maybe more day flights as well.
And West Donegal has always suffered quite badly from immigration in a land that can't really supply for its own people. So I suppose, as you mentioned, do you think it will see more people maybe leaving and the option that coming home is easier? Or what do you think?
Well, look, we are unfortunately, again, due to government's pro-capitalist policies, has forced thousands of our communities to emigrate. Alone this morning, as you just rang, I was sending a message to five young children from the Duhurry Dunlow area who left this morning to catch a flight to Australia. And we all know when they leave, it'll be a long time if they come back at all. It's something that is important for us to see flights coming and going, but we also recognise that them flights are taking our young ones, our loved ones, our middle-aged people away to foreign lands to seek a better life. And again, this is solely down to government policy.
Would you be someone that will avail of these services just for a weekend away? Or?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very excited about it. I have uncles and aunties and a huge amount of relatives in Scotland, as the vast majority of families here in West Donegal does. So, yes, I do look forward to being able to take my children to Scotland for a weekend and use the service. And I think that's important, that if those that are in a position to be able to afford the flight, if we can support it, it's important to support it, because it creates jobs here at the airport to give an edge, and it leaves the service for us. Hopefully we'll continue into the future.